ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवेत्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवेत्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुवागंसस्तनूभिः।
व्यशेम
देवहितं
देवहितं
यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो
इन्द्रो
वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति
स्वस्तिनः
नः पूषा
विश्ववेदाः
विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति
स्वस्तिनस्तार्क्ष्यो
अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति
स्वस्तिनो
नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम्। टुडे विल बी डूइंग चैप्टर 1 सेक्शन 2 मंत्रा नंबर 10 ऑनवर्ड्स। सो प्लीज ओपन दैट इन योर बुक इन केस यू हैव टू चैंट विथ अस। सो चैप्टर 1 सेक्शन 2 मंत्रा नंबर 10। सो जस्ट टू समराइज, लास्ट वीक वी हैड हर्ड अबाउट कर्मस, रिचुअल्स दैट आर परफॉर्म्ड बाय पीपल, एंड द ऋषि क्रिटिसाइजेस द रिचुअल्स। नॉट दैट रिचुअल्स शुड नॉट बी डन, रिचुअल्स आर गुड बिकॉज दे यू नो, बट वॉट इज द पर्पज ऑफ डूइंग द रिचुअल, दैट इज वॉट ही एंड फॉर सम पीपल डू रिचुअल्स फॉर अ सेल्फिश पर्पज, मे आई गेट सम सक्सेस और माई बिजनेस और वट एवर, और दे डू इट टू गो टू हेवन। Now those are okay, there is nothing wrong with doing that, but there is a limitations. Rituals have their limitations. They cannot take us to the higher by themselves. And how do you purify? So we'll talk a little bit about that, how rituals can be purified and take us to the higher. But those who think, there are a lot of people who think rituals alone are enough, or just doing some puja is alone is enough. So Rishi says they live in avidya, because what happens is that they go to heaven and then they come back, you know, and they come back to the life of old age, death, you know, because birth is sorrow, old age is sorrow, death, everything is sorrow in this life. It's because whatever is temporary will go away, and so not finding that, they suffer and keep going through this cycle of birth and death. So how do we do that? So they said that you have to purify your rituals, but they have one more mantra, number 10, which the Rishi tells us about other things besides rituals that people do. And they are also good, but they are not the highest. So Pallavi, you have this?
इष्टापूर्तं
मन्यमानावरिष्ठम्
नान्यत् श्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमूढाः।
नान्यच्छ्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमूढाः।
नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते सुकृते नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते सुकृते नुभूत्वा।
नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते सुकृतेऽनुभूत्वा।
इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति।
इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति।
यू कैन म्यूट वी चैंट टुगेदर। इष्टापूर्तं मन्यमानावरिष्ठं नान्यत् श्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमूढाः। नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते सुकृते नुभूत्वा। इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा
विशन्ति।
विशन्ति। एक्चुअली इन दिस उपनिषद दे चैंट टू लाइन्स टुगेदर, दैट्स व्हाई दे हैव डन भूत्वेमं, बट वी हैव स्प्लिट इट टू मेक इट इजियर टू चैंट। सो इष्टापूर्तम, दीज आर टेक्निकल वर्ड्स। इष्टा मीन्स वट आई वॉन्ट, यू नो, कर्मज डन फॉर वट आई वॉन्ट। इट कुड बी टू गो टू हेवन, और इट कुड बी टू गेट अ जॉब, और इट कुड बी टू गेट सक्सेस इन सम फील्ड, और माई सन इज गोइंग टू कॉलेज। So those are ishtas, where they are done for what I would like. And purtam is done for the benefit of society, and we'll talk in more detail about that. So ishta purtam, one is for me, purtam is for society. Manyamana varishtam, manyamana means thinking regarding varishtam. They think this to be the most important, the highest. And na anyat shreyo, there is nothing higher than this. There is no shreyas more than this. Vedayante pramudaha. Vedayante means these people know. See, last mantra he had said mudaha. Now he is giving us one more qualification. Pramudaha. Prakarshena mudaha means one who has PhD in mudha, that is us. If we think that this alone is enough. So whenever pra is added, it's for emphasis. So he's saying these people are pramudaha, even worse than muda. Why? Nakasya prishte te sukrite anubhutva. Naka means heaven. And we'll describe why naka means heaven. Nakam means heaven. So nakasya prishte, the highest part of heaven. Te sukrite, good deeds anubhutva, having enjoyed their good deeds and gone to heaven. Imam lokam hinataram va vishanti, they come back to this world or even lower worlds. Hinataram va vishanti, they enter, they come back. So here what he's saying is that karma and jnana, people always question, why should I study? You know, why should I study? Why should I meditate? I do good deeds. I help others. I don't harm anybody. Why should I study Upanishad or Bhagavad Gita? These people who go and just sit and study, they are, you know, just wasting their time. They could be doing some good work. And they even criticize sannyasis, you know, sannyasis, they don't do it. They are like a burden on society. We have to take care of them. All they come and give some lecture and go away, and you know. So these people have a very low thinking, you know, that they think that as long as I have heard people say, you know, I'm a good person, I don't harm anybody, I help others. So why should I get this knowledge? Now that's good, nothing wrong with that. You know, doing good is better than being a bad person. So we are not saying that, but to think that this alone is enough is foolishness, because to think that there is nothing higher than this, and to the pursuit of knowledge is a waste of time. So what they say that What is purta? Yajna, ishta, we talked about doing yajnas for my own benefit or for, you know, for to go to heaven. But purta means doing social service, community service, you know, digging a well or making an orphanage or hospital, you know, donating. Those are all very good. And then there are some people who will pay a lot of money and they'll say, I'm going to organize a yajna and this Swamiji is coming to talk. So they'll pay 10,000, 20,000 rupees, pay for all the arrangements, you know, pandal and mic and sound system and everything. And they'll, on the day when it is starting, you know, in India, it doesn't happen here, but in India, they usually invite, you know, these donors or some minister to inaugurate. So they'll come and say, oh, this talks are beautiful. The Swamiji is very knowledgeable. They'll go away, but after that, they will not come for single lecture. They'll give a lot of speeches just to show that, you know, I am donated, I am there.
That's it.
So the purpose of Purtam should not be to show off my knowledge or my wealth or my power, or they will build a temple. And again, in the temple, they are invited. They are the, you know, chief guest and they have paid what few lakh of rupees. But now after that, do they, you never see them in the temple because they are so busy in their business or in their work. So the, all these things are good, but see, you have to understand, but this is not enough. And one has to go higher to advance further. And that is the goal or purpose of human birth. But they don't realize that. And where do they go? Nakam. Nakam is a very beautiful word. Kam means bliss. The word kam in Sanskrit means bliss. Akam means not bliss. That is sorrow. Nakam, naakam means not sorrow. So heaven is called Nakam. Even in Kaivalya Upanishad, you know, when we chant, when we invite Swamijis, you know, we chant
Yeah.
that na karmana na prajaya. That's from Kaivalya Upanishad. And one line is parena nakam nihitam guhayam, beyond heaven. So nakam is not a positive space, place of experience. It is, there is no sorrow. That is the only thing in heaven. And even when Yamraj talks to Nachiketa, Nachiketa says, people want to go to heaven because you are not there. Yamraj, you are not there. And neither is old age or death. So people want to go to heaven because there is no death, there is no old age, there is no suffering, but it is temporary. Whatever joy you experience, you come back. So Sukrite, having done good deeds, whatever the results of their karmas, even in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that having enjoyed, again they come back. You know, Kshine Punye Mrtye Lokam Vishanti, Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita. Once their punya balance is exhausted, they come back. So heaven, they say, has two doshas. One is called Kshaya dosha, one is called Atishaya dosha. So what is Kshaya dosha? Kshaya dosha is like the moment you enter, there is a meter and it starts moving. You know, meter tumhara chal raha hai. Dheere dheere, you know that, okay, you have maybe this many years or this much joys and this much. So your meter is running, and once the meter is closed, then they'll say, okay, now you have 15 minutes left, get ready, get your bags packed, you are going to go back. So one is Kshaya dosha, that it's going to end. And second is Atishaya dosha, means there is comparison. So like Indra, the king of heaven, has a, you know, palace, while there might be a god outside heaven, you know, god. He's also in heaven, but he's enjoying, he's living in some small hut somewhere in the corner. So there may be, you know, as we had said before, dancing girl, there may be one who has the front seat and another one whose seat is in the nosebleed, you know, so high he can't even barely see. And then he's jealous of the person who is in the front row. So there is jealousy, there is comparison, because not everybody in heaven is equal. So these are the two doshas, and they say that people who have finished this journey, you know, some scholars say, well, once you have become human, you never go back. They say, no, that's not true, because even if you remember the story of Jad Bharat, he became a deer because he was so fascinated with the deer. I think most of you have heard that story. So after you come back from heaven, depending on your karmas, you could come back to the human body, or you could even come back to a lower body, like a mosquito or a buffalo or a dog or a cat. So there is no guarantee that if I have become a human, I will always be a human. If I have don't do good enough karmas, I can come back. So hina taram va. Va means or. So either this loka or hinataram loka. Now, what is the word loka? Loka means world. So one is this mrityu loka, you know, this world of death that we live in, where we are born and we will die. But then there are other lokas, like this country. You can say, okay, the United States has its own world. Then even among the United States, California is different from Texas, is different from Oklahoma. So there are different lokas. Then there are lokas like doctors. You know, doctors associate with doctors. They go to medical conferences. So that is a medical loka. Lawyers, engineers, you know, computer programmers, they each has their own world. The computer does. Computer people, they go to computer conferences and all that. And all they talk is computer, they live computer, they think. So these are different lokas. So having completed the journey, they come back to this Mrityu Loka. Jagrati, you have this one? You can unmute. तपःश्रिद्धेः ह्युपवसन्त्यरण्ये
तपःसृतेर्युपवसन्त्यरण्ये
शान्ता विद्वांसौ भैक्षचर्यां चरन्तः
शान्ता विद्वांसौ मैक्षचर्यां चरन्तः
सूर्यद्वारेण ते विरजाः प्रयान्ति
सूर्यद्वारेण ते विरजा प्रयान्ति
यत्रामृतः स पुरुषो ह्यव्ययात्मा
यत्रामृत्यः स पुरुषो ह्यव्ययात्मा
टुगेदर यू कैन मूव तपःश्रिद्धे ह्युपवसन्त्यरण्ये शान्ता विद्वांसो भैक्षचर्यां चरन्तः सूर्यद्वारेण ते विरजाः प्रयान्ति यत्रामृतः स पुरुषो ह्यव्ययात्मा. सो नाउ दिस नेक्स्ट मंत्र टॉक्स अबाउट पीपल हु आर बेटर देन ओनली डूइंग रिचुअल्स और कर्मस. And these are people who do karma plus upasana. So that is higher, where I am doing upasana, puja, meditation. So karmas along with upasana, along with meditation. So here, yehi indeed, upavasanti, vasanti, aranye. So these people, vasanti, they live in aranye, in the forest. So these are people who have taken sannyas, renunciation, and shanta, and their mind has become quiet because now they are no longer running after objects or things in the world. So their mind is more peaceful. And vidvamso, and they have studied, they have knowledge. And how do they live? Bhaikshya charyam charantaha. They live by bhiksha. So basically, these are sannyasis who don't have a kitchen, who don't have a house. They maybe live in an ashram, and they depend either on donations, or in the olden days, they used to go and, you know, beg for bhiksha from people's homes. And what happens to them? So these are more evolved. So Surya Dwarena, by the path of the sun, Viraja. Viraja means their karmas, the results of their karmas, good and bad karmas, are minimum. Minimum they have. So prayanti. Where do they go? Yatra amritah, immortal saha purusha. So that immortal purusha, he avyayatma, that immutable immortal purusha, they go to. So this is the next level. So tapashriddhe, so they have renounced the world and they do karmas, but they do upasana. What is upasana? Utkrishta, thinking, putting a higher, utkrishta bhavana means putting some higher status on something which is appears ordinary, like a shivaling. You know, it is a piece of stone, but for a devotee, this is Bhagwan. So putting a higher value upon something that is ordinary, or there might be just a picture of Bhagwan, but you don't say, this is not a picture, this is not a statue, this is my Krishna, this is my Bhagwan Ram. So giving a higher value, so they live in the forest, they renounce the world, they are not interested in worldly progress. And they spend their time in study, in meditation. They do a lot of tapas, you know, they meditate for long hours. They will fast, eat minimum, sleep very little, and they live in solitude or very minimum company, you know, so they don't, not all the time associating with people, especially when they are on the path. Later on, once they have evolved, then they might associate with devotees and all. But in the beginning, when they are on the spiritual path, solitude helps. And as I said, they go to bhiksha for begging. So one of the Swamiji says, here, if I put on orange clothes and go knock on somebody's house asking for food, they will call 911. Okay, who is this strange guy coming here to ask? So here we can't go, you know, begging for bhiksha like they can do in India. And why are they living on bhiksha? Because they have sharanagati. They say, Bhagwan will take care of us. And Bhagwan does. You know, Bhagwan does, like Swami Vivekananda ji, when he came here for the World Conference of Religions, his paperwork was lost and his ship was late. So the person who was supposed to receive him was not there. So somehow he shows up at Chicago's railway station. And he's sitting there. Now he has no address. He has no place to go. He's, you know, he doesn't know who was take him. He has nobody. He's just sitting there. And literally he has no paperwork, no person, nobody. And he's just waiting. And Bhagwan says, my disciple has come, my devotee has come. So as if you know the story, the organizer of that world conference, his wife happened to see Swami Vivekananda. And she asks him, why are you here? And he says, I'm here for the World Conference. She says, oh, you are? So she takes him to her house. She keeps him overnight. And this was just the night before the conference. And next morning, she takes Swami Vivekananda. And then he's given time way at the end, in 5 or 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But the speech he gave was so powerful, you know, brothers and sisters of America, that the whole audience cheered for him. And then after that, he was in all the papers and he traveled throughout the country preaching. So Bhagwan takes care of. So that's why these people have Sharanagati. And Viraja means their karma phalas, they do not depend on the karma phalas. And it says Surya Dwarena, the path of the sun. In the Bhagavad Gita also, they say Surya Dwara and Chandra Dwara. So Surya Dwara is Uttarayana, from January to July, and then Chandrayana is July to January, Dakshinayana. So they say it is auspicious to give up your body in Uttarayana. So they go to heaven. Now, what kind of heaven? They don't go to ordinary heaven. See that, you know, that we have talked about the heaven of Indra, you know, where Indra also has fear and all. But they don't go to that heaven. See, there are seven heavens. You know, in Om, Bhur, Bhuvah, Svaha. Bhur Bhuvah Svaha are the three heavens, the earth, the inner space, and heaven. Then Swaha is the heaven of Indra. Then there is Mahat Jana Tapa, six. And then the seventh one is called Satyam, which is the loka of Brahmaji. So this Purushaha, that is immortal and immutable, unchanging, that is Brahmaji. He is said to be the Purusha whom this person meets. Having gone through the path of the sun, having gone to the highest, he reaches that, and there he meets Brahmaji. Now see, each level of heaven has more and more pleasure, more and more joy, not only physical but also mental and, you know, intellectual and all. So they have all these pleasures, and the Satyam, which is the abode of Brahmaji, which is the highest heaven, has unchanging, you know, long, and also is a longer period of time, you know, you can stay. So some people, they go, they say, "Arey, I am here now, let me enjoy, khao piyo maja karo," and then they enjoy for a long period of time, and then when the pralay happens, they merge back and they are born again. But some people say, no, wait a minute, I'm not here to enjoy, I want to continue my studies. See, they have done a lot of studies. So there they say, I want to study. And there Brahmaji takes the class, and the class is taught only in Sanskrit. So you have to learn Sanskrit before you go there, or you have to spend time learning Sanskrit. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to mention that knowledge of Sanskrit or knowledge of Upanishads is not essential for realization. Person think, I don't know Sanskrit, I don't know chanting. But if you have the right knowledge that you have got from the guru, it could be in English, could be in Hindi or whatever. And if you have done upasana, surrender, and you do karma yoga, and you get the highest knowledge, and you meditate and abide in that, you can. So it's not that you have to have this knowledge, but this knowledge helps, Upanishad knowledge, and, you know, going to, and we'll talk about the importance of guru in the next mantra. So some people say, is this moksha, you know, where Brahmaji teaches them, and then at the, when the next pralay happens, then they go beyond birth and death, they are no longer born, they merge with the totality. But we say, no, this is not the highest. Because in moksha, if you have enlightenment, there is no coming or going. An enlightened master doesn't go anywhere. If there is, say, a Swami Chinmayananda or Shankaracharya or Ramakrishna Paramhans or, you know, or Jesus, any of these great realized masters, they have no coming or going. What happens to them? So it is said that a realized master, when attains Mahasamadhi, gives up his body, his gross body merges with the five elements, his mind and intellect merge with the total mind and intellect, you know, the Hiranyagarbha, the total mind, and his vasanas are already burnt in the fire of knowledge. So only thing he is Brahman, Brahman alone. So Brahman has nowhere to go, Brahman is everywhere. So realize master doesn't go through all these. What they have is sadyo mukti, that means in this world itself. But if you go to Brahmaji and there you get liberation, that is called krama mukti. And they say that in the grahastha ashram, you should do karma yoga. In vanaprastha ashram, do upasana. And in sannyas, in the fourth ashram, you do meditation. But, you know, but we are, say, most of us are either in grahastha ashram or in vanaprastha. So for us, we should do all three, do some karma yoga, do regular puja, and do regular meditation. And then people ask, what will happen if everybody gets moksha or everybody drops the world? That's not going to happen. As people get a moksha, the population keeps increasing, you know, more and more people. It's like somebody says, if I leave the company, what will happen? If one person leaves the company doesn't stop. There are so many other employees who are applying and waiting for this position. So the world will continue And our goal is to go keep going higher. The next one is the very, very important shloka. Number 12, it should be memorized. And all the Swamijis, sometime or the other in their lecture, they will tell this shloka. Harsha Ben, you have it? Everybody should learn how to chant this and try to memorize. You ready? You have that open?
Yes.
Number 12. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmana.
Parikshalokan
Nirveda maya nastya krita kritena.
Nirvedaya mayan
तद्विज्ञार्थं स गुरुमेवाभिगच्छेत्।
तदिज्ञानार्थ स गुरुमेव भिक्षते
गच्छेत्
भक्षते
समिष्पाणि श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठम्।
समीत्य प्राणी श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठम्
यू कैन म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। परीक्ष लोकान् कर्म चितान् ब्राह्मण
ब्राह्मण
निर्वेद माया
निवेदयामि
नास्त्य कृत कृतेन तद्विज्ञार्थं स गुरुमेवाभिगच्छेत् समित्पाणि श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठम्। सो दिस टेल्स अस हु इज एन आइडियल स्टूडेंट, व्हाट शुड आई डू and how to approach the guru and who is the guru. Everything is explained in this one mantra. Pariksha lokan. So having examined all these lokas, we already talked about lokas in the previous shloka mantra, all these worlds, that we talked about, Pariksha, having examined these lokas, karma chitan means of karmas, gained by karma. So Brahmana here does not mean the caste Brahmana, who is the father was a Brahman, but the one who is seeker of Brahman. Gurudev says they are not the threaded variety. Just you don't have to have that. What is the what when we'll talk about who is Brahmana? Nirvedam ayat. Nirveda means detachment. Vairagya. Ayat means he has reached this Nirveda, this. And he has thought about it. So he has attained this dispassion. Vairagya, ayat means having reflected upon it. Asti, he comes to know, akrita kritena. So by kritena, by karma, I cannot get that which is beyond karma. So by karta, by karma, I cannot get akarta. What is akarta? That is atma. So I cannot get that. Then tad vignyartham, to know that, how to reach or know this Atma. Sa gurum eva, guru alone. Eva means guru alone. That is the only way. Abhigachet. Abhigachet is vidhiling in Sanskrit, means he should go to a guru. Vidhiling also means must. So he must go to a guru and guru alone. That is the only way. And samitpani, and carrying sticks. And Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. The guru should be well-versed in the scriptures and abiding in this knowledge, Brahmanishtha. So Brahmana, Gurudev says, it's not a physical, it's not who you were born with, does it? It doesn't have to be male or female. It's not based on sex, not based on birth. It is the mental and intellectual. So your mind and intellect should think of Brahman, contemplate on Brahman, try to know Brahman. So he is Brahmana, Brahmani Charati iti Brahmana, one whose mind is constantly reveling in Brahman. So that is Brahman. And so anybody who he could be a Shudra, could be a Vaishya, any caste. But if he's thinking of Brahman, living in Brahman, then we know of so many realized masters who were born in Shudra, Vaishya, and Kshatriya, even like Janak Maharaj and so on. So it's not the body, it's the mind and intellect. And Nirveda, and they have to have Vivek and Vairagya. So here, this is the Sadhan Chatushtaya Sampanna. The first two most important thing is Vivek, the right knowledge of, may not have the knowledge yet, but the desire to know what is truth, what is untruth, what is right, what is wrong, what is my goal, what is not my goal, that Vivek and Vairagya. And we can see that because he has, and this is not that this guy is a failure, because this Shaunaka, this student who approaches later on became Shaunaka Rishi, was a very successful householder, very wealthy, very successful. But he realized that the world is not going to give me the final happiness. So he leaves everything, puts on orange clothes, and comes and lives in the ashram. And he realizes that Atma cannot be attained by action. You cannot do an action and try to reach Atma. You have to, doing karma yoga is good, bhakti yoga is good, all those meditation is good, but ultimately you have to have the highest knowledge that what is this Atma, who am I, and what is my relationship with this Atma. And that I am, that highest knowledge he has to have, because his goal is not temporary. It is not temporary. It is nitya. What he wants is eternal knowledge, eternal bliss, eternal joy, infinitude. And he's tired of this finite world. That's why Gurudev says the infinite can never be gained by the finite. As a finite, I cannot gain infinite. It does not mean that I cannot attain. I have to know I am infinite, because what is infinite? Infinite means everywhere. So if infinite is everywhere, it is me also. So that abidance in that knowledge. And Nachiketa also was given all those pleasures and all those gifts by Yamaraj, but he said, no, I don't want any of those, because they will create bondage. They are not temporary. So right value and right understanding, that I do not want anatma, I want atma. That is the understanding. And there's a little story. So there was this woodcutter was going through the forest cutting trees, and his axe falls in the river. You say, oh, we have heard that story. Well, there's a little modification. So axe falls in the river. So he starts crying, and this spirit comes and says, why are you crying? He says, my axe fell in the river. So he goes in and brings a gold axe. He says, is this your axe? He said, no, that's not my axe. He goes and brings a silver axe. Oh, that's not my axe. Then he brings his real axe, and he says, ah, that is my axe. So that spirit is so happy, he gives him gold, silver, and all the three axes. Few days later, he's going with his wife through the forest, and his wife falls in the water, and he starts crying again, my wife has fallen. So the spirit comes. He said, why are you crying? He says, my wife is fallen in the river. So the spirit dives in and brings Meena Kumari, and he says, is this your wife? He says, no, this is not my wife. No, sorry. He brings Meena Kumari. He says, yeah, this is my wife. This is my wife. So the spirit gets mad. He says, you lied to me. She's not your wife. He said, sir, listen, don't be angry. If I had said Meena Kumari is not my wife, then you would have brought some other beautiful girl like Asha Parekh. And then I would say, that's not my wife. Then you would bring my real wife. And then I would say, yeah, that is my wife. And then you would give me all three wives. And I am a poor man. I cannot take care of three wives. So the moral of the story is you can have three axes, but you cannot have three wives. So this person knew what is his goal, what is his purpose. So same way, a wise person knows what is my goal, what is my purpose in life. And whatever I get with this body, mind, and intellect is incomplete, is not going to give me that permanent knowledge, that complete knowledge. And he realizes that whatever is in this world will change, will go away. That's why in Hindi movies they have the song, na dost dost na raha, pyar pyar na raha. He's crying. So same way in this world, no dost will remain your dost, and no pyar will remain your pyar. So this person has understood that nothing in this world is going to give me permanent joy. And there is nyaya called sthali pulakan nyaya. You know, the housewives all know that, or not only, but those who cook, not only housewives, husbands also cook. But a person who cooks, when he has or she has made rice, they don't have to check every grain. They take one grain of rice, squeeze it. If it is cooked, they know the whole rice is cooked. So same way, we don't have to go through all the karmas of the world. You just one or two or a few karmas you do, and you realize, okay, this is not my goal. This is not my purpose. So gurum eva abhigacchet. Only a guru can give you this knowledge. And Shankaracharya ji, Bhagwan Shankaracharya ji, in his Bhashya on Mundak Upanishad, he says, Shastragnyopi Swatantrena Brahma Jnana Anveshanam Na Kuryat. So even though you may have read the scriptures, do not try to learn about Brahman by yourself. People think, you know, what is in it? I'll just go on the internet, I'll read it, or somebody has a translation of, you know, from Sanskrit to English dictionary. He says, I'll translate from Sanskrit to English and I will learn this knowledge. So they say, no, not only now, but even in the 87th century, Shankaracharya ji says, means people must have come and told him, why do I need a guru? I can just study on my own. He says, you may know the scriptures, you may know the Upanishads, you may know how to chant, you could even maybe give talks about them. But unless you have approached a guru, why? Because a guru knows, when you live with a guru, spend time with a guru, guru knows our weaknesses, our good points, our strong points. So we can learn from them. The guru can give us the right advice and guide us. And when we are lost, then so somebody asked Swami Tejomayananda ji, why do I need a guru? I can read from the book. So he says, go ahead and ask this question to the book. Why do I need a guru? The book will not answer your question. So same way, he says, Swatantrena, he should not. And what one should do is, the guru also, see, there are some teachers who are scholars of Sanskrit. They know all the Upanishads, they can chant the mantras, they can even give talks, you know, they become very famous, but they don't have abidance in this knowledge. They have not experienced the oneness with Brahman, that highest state of enlightenment. So they cannot become gurus. Or there are others who are enlightened masters, very, but they become monam, they become quiet, they become shant, they don't want to talk to anybody, they just want to stay in that bliss. And those people, of course, benefit society when there is a master like that and living, you know, in the world. The whole earth gets blessed, uplifted by such a Mahatma. So, but they may not have the ability to teach. So it is very rare that we have these great teachers like Swami Chinmayananda, Swami Tejomayananda, Shankaracharya ji, Vivekananda, Swami Ishwarananda ji, who are masters who have this knowledge and who always abide in the truth. So that's what they say, Shrotriyam Brahma Nishtham. He is Shrotriyam. He has the knowledge of the scriptures, he or she, it could be a lady, and abides in that knowledge. So has the knowledge and can teach. See, there are people who may have the knowledge but may not have the ability to communicate. So we are blessed in Chinmaya Mission. We have so many, you know, Mahatmas and great teachers who come, who have the knowledge and the beautiful ability to teach. And that's why we should take advantage of when they come, like Swami Ishwarananda ji is coming in October, then Brahmacharini Sandhya ji is coming in December, and then in January, Swami Aparajitananda ji. So take advantage, and if you are out of town, and log in on Zoom. So, and when they say samit pani, means they approach, take, go with dried sticks. Now, what are dried sticks? What is the purpose of taking dried sticks? So the idea is that just as dried sticks, when you know, if it is very cold in the Himalayas, or these ashrams are in, remote areas, it's very cold. So when you carry a bundle of sticks, the guru can use for firewood. But also, what is symbolic is that just as the stick is ready, all it needs is one spark. And
To burn.
immediately it lit up, so the whole firewood burns. So the student says, Guru, I am ready. All my vasanas are minimum. That's why he says in the previous verse, we had said that viraja, his vasanas, his desires, his karma phalas are minimum. And I am ready for knowledge. And one spark of knowledge, oh Guru, will teach, give me, take me to the highest. So that is the situation of this individual, that he is ready and he approaches the teacher with humility. He prostrates, he surrenders, and recognizes that I cannot by myself get it. And same way here in the beginning of this Upanishad, the student, when he comes, Shaunaka, he says, I wish to know that, knowing which everything gets known. So he's clear what he's looking for. And he also knows that this world does not have essence. It is sar nahi hai isme. So the example they gave is kadli garbha. Kadli garbha nyaya is that when you take this plantain tree and you take the trunk and you think, oh, it is very solid. But when you peel it one and peel the second, ultimately you find there is no essence, nothing. Or like an onion, you keep on peeling, and at the end you find nothing inside. So same way they realize that this world has no sara, has no essence, will not give me the highest knowledge. And even heaven is not complete, because in heaven even Indra has fear. He has fear that somebody is doing Ashwamedha, will take away my kingdom. So they say the person should ask God, approach God, and so not only Guru but God, and ask God for Vairagya. That, oh God, may I have the sadhan chatushtaya, Vivek. Vivek he can get, but Vairagya, he approaches God, and Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. So to such people I give buddhi. So when a student approaches me, or a devotee approaches me with humility, so that's why Guru and God both are required. So Guru and Bhagwan, when both are there, then this person gets the highest knowledge. So in this shloka, we have seen that this person has seen the world, is not going to give me the highest. And so he approaches a teacher who is well-versed in the scriptures and abiding in the knowledge. And we also studied that just going to Brahma Loka, you can get the highest knowledge, but it's a long process. You have to wait for 4 billion years there. And then when the pralaya happens, then you will get. So if you have an opportunity, get it in this life itself. So that is the
Even that
essence.
Lord of Death, he told Nachiketa.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, I mentioned
Oh,
that Yamaraj tells Nachiketa, I can
that
give you this, I can give you that. And
the
he,
teacher even tells him that
I
you
did
are
not.
the better student than
Right,
he.
right. Yeah, sorry, I didn't tell that. Yeah, that's right. So Yamraj tells Nachiketa that I asked for the post of Yamraj, and I did not have the same Vairagya like you do, where you gave up even that. So he says, you are a better student than I am. Thank you. Yeah, Yamraj says that you are a better student than I was. Because I got satisfied with the post of Yamraj, which is of course very high, and he gives the knowledge of the highest to Nachiketa. So he's a perfect teacher. He has the knowledge and the ability to teach, but he says, I did not have that Vairagya that you have when you came.
Yeah.
So that's this beautiful, beautiful mantra. And as I said, even the Brahma Loka, where you go to the highest, is not good enough. I mean, it is good. It's of course better than, these higher worlds, better than doing bad deeds or suffering and all. But there also, you have to come back, unless at that time Brahmaji gives you the knowledge. So, but those who do karmas, just rituals, without upasana, without karma yoga. So the purpose of karma, rituals and upasana is to purify the mind. The purpose is not to get heaven or get something higher. It is to purify my mind. And with that pure mind, the knowledge will stay. Just as, a container which is clean, then milk can be poured. If the container is dirty or sour, the milk will not stay. So same way, our mind has to become clean and pure, then this knowledge will stay in us. So that is the essence of the three mantras. Today we have a few minutes. If anybody has any questions, comments, anybody would like to add, Niru, anything else? Anyone? Yeah, Ambika, go ahead.
You said that people, like, we start at different levels, right? So if someone is doing karma yoga, or when someone looks at you and says, "Oh, why do you go for these lectures? I'm a good person," and all that, doesn't it also mean that they are at that level at that time, and they've not reached that stage where, that next level of spirituality has not dawned in on them? For them, just doing good deeds is fine, because at that moment they are at that stage. Like, when you're in kindergarten, if somebody gives you a big chemistry book, you're not interested in that. You want to play and color and, sit with your teacher. So doesn't it also mean that if that interest is not there in a person to attend a study group or to attend a lecture, and they're quite content with doing rituals and, doing pujas or doing karma, doing good deeds, they are at that level, at that stage? So
Yeah.
yes, you can bring a spark in them, but also we also say that until the log, if the log is wet, it doesn't catch fire, right? The log has to be dry in order to get that spark and then be lit,
Right.
right? I'm just
No, you're absolutely right. If the person is not ready, but then also you cannot stay in kindergarten forever. You want to go to second grade, third grade.
But then you gradually, you will, like,
Right.
that's the, that's the normal stages, right? So
No, that's true. Absolutely.
it is like, the essential nature of everything is, the thing has to come back to its essential nature. Same way with us, our essential nature is Sat Chit Anand. So whether this life or thousand lives from now, each one of us will.
Will
Not everybody
gradually,
will come,
yes.
but somebody is at in this life, somebody will be in the next life. But it's like water, you can heat it, right? But then it comes back to its original,
True.
nature. The same way each person will, but not maybe not in this life, maybe.
This life, yes.
So you are right, everybody is at a different stages.
Different stage.
It's they give in Bhagavad Gita also, they have example of, your something is covered with a tarp, or is covered like a smoke, things like that. There is an example in
Right,
Bhagavad Gita.
smoke or dust on the
Or
mirror
on
or
the mirror, yes, dust on the
fetus.
mirror, yes.
Dust on the mirror or the fetus. So the tamasic people are like that. But I think the idea is that even if the person is doing karma yoga, if somebody is knowledgeable, can tell him, do it for God, not only for
But
me and
then it
society.
becomes karma yoga, na? Otherwise, it's not a
Or
karma
if
yoga.
he's to say if he's doing like service, community service and all, helping people, but bring God in it. And then slowly also, if the person is exposed to this knowledge, a person who is doing a lot of service and good actions, his mind is already pure. If they are doing good work and not harming. So such a person, if they are exposed to this knowledge, their growth is very fast. So
Like
yeah.
Shankaracharya, right? I mean, by the time he was 13 or 14, he had all the knowledge.
Yes.
So previous births, he was already way
Yeah,
ahead of
right.
everyone else.
Absolutely. By 4 or 5, he was composing Sanskrit and writing
Even
commentary.
Raman
Raman
Maharishi.
Maharishi never had a guru. Raman Maharishi. So people say, well, why do I need a guru? Raman Maharishi didn't have a guru, but he must have had in his previous life, because you cannot reach that state without a guru. That's what his knowledge is. Yeah, no question. Thank you. That's a good point.
Anil, I had a kind of similar question. Like you said, you don't have to be born again as a human, but in Bhagavad Gita, it says that if you stop wherever level in next life, you will start from that level, and then you have to progress up till you exactly know that what is the goal of your life. So, isn't it true that you will still have a human birth?
No,
Yes,
no, no,
you
no.
can,
No, no,
but
you.
you don't, it's not guaranteed you will have a
No,
human.
that's true.
It's not guaranteed. It depends what you did in present life, what kind of actions you have done,
Right.
and what you had also stored there, you know. But
No, you're doing all this thing, but you're not at the level like our Gurudev and all of them.
oh,
So that means where you stop, you will start there.
Yes, of course.
And
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is Bhagwan's promise to us.
Bhagwan says, whatever spiritual progress you have made, that will stay with you. It
That
will
will be with
continue.
you. That's what.
But if you have gone to heaven and come back, but your karmas, there are a lot of bad karmas that still need to be satisfied, then you could become a human, or you could go to a lower, or you have a great fascination for things, then you could be born in a lower world also. Yeah. So like somebody says, oh, I wish I could fly like a bird, and his whole life he's thinking, then he'll be born as a bird for a short while, and then will continue his journey. So that's why they say, have the highest desires, don't have desire for lower things.
No, that's true. That's
Yeah.
true.
No,
Thank
no,
you.
but whatever spiritual progress we have made, that Bhagavan keeps in the cupboard. The next life he'll give it to us. But the karmas, there's a difference between jnana and karma. So what Bhagavan is talking in the 6th chapter is the knowledge you have obtained and the spiritual progress. But your good and bad karmas we have to undergo. You cannot escape those.
True.
So the good karmas, you go to heaven, and then bad karmas, you come back and
To go to lower
go
level.
to a lower world like that. So because they don't cancel each other. There's not one good and one bad become zero. You have to enjoy the good and pay for the bad. So they don't balance out.
No, but for your unfulfilled desire, you have to come back. Better
That's
have
right.
a high level of desire,
Right.
to achieve
Vasanas.
God.
Absolutely. All your vasanas, if they're strong, to fulfill them. That's so true. Thank you. It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll end here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari Om.